We've got Trent Busserton on the line. A Bay filly bred quite well in Kiviki.
I think she'll be very hard to beat. It looks a nice race for her to take that progressive step.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Try as they might, Kiviki might be a fair animal. That's two in a row, and it's to beat them with conviction here.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We had a winner yesterday. Robbie Griffiths gave us a winner. The dollar...
I think they paid about $1.15.
Well, I ended up paying $1.35 at the fixed market at tab.com.au, which was a little bit short for my liking.
$1.65 when we spoke to him.
Yes, it was good support after the early mile push. And we had second with our other runner yesterday. We had the all up for about $8. It didn't quite come through, but if you were smart and you just wanted to play the smart one, you would have taken the $1.60 early. But no one plays that. No one does $1.60. Can't play that game. $1 times $1.60, you get 60 cents back, Sherelle. That's not much.
No, it's not a lot.
Not even a coffee.
So we need nothing, though.
We need a winner today. We might even need two, if we don't mind. We've got two track meetings we need to have a look at. Seymour and Sandown. Adam White, over to you.
Okay, Brett Thompson is at Seymour for us today. The track manager, Brett, good morning. You there, Brett? Brett's
said
not
to,
there.
Said to say
so we'll flip it around. We'll try Tim Bailey from Sandown first with the later meeting today. Tim, good morning.
Morning, Adam.
What have we got today, and how much of a challenge has it been with all this wind to get the track in good condition for today?
Yeah, we're on a good four at the moment, Adam, but I'd expect an upgrade to a good three some stage during the day. But you're right, yeah, the last probably 3 days have been really windy, and so just normally this time of year you're really backing off the water. But we've probably put on a lot more water, I suppose, with the wind to compensate for that really drying weather. So, yeah, it's been a little bit challenging, but, you know, we've got there. It's just part of the job, I suppose.
All right. So as a result of the wind and so forth, what numbers have you come up with for today?
Yeah, the going stick's 9.3, which is sort of borderline between a good four and a good three. Rail's out 3 metres. Raced it through last week, so we've just pushed the rail out 3 metres. Good cover of grass. Confidence should race evenly.
Terrific. Good luck today, Tim, and we'll catch you soon.
Thanks, Adam.
So that's Tim Bailey from Sandown. We'll try Brett again from Seymour. Brett, are you there this time?
No.
Oh, he's not.
No, it's just not happening for
Brett. That's a setback.
It's just not working for Brett at the moment.
Well, we'll get the details for Seymour and hand them over to all our listeners as soon as we can get onto Brett.
Well, the rail's true today. I can tell you that at Seymour.
Well, right, that's okay. That's a good start.
Soft 5 was the early feedback I was getting.
Yep.
The Daily Double is race 6 and 8. And the tips are by Nick Quinn.
Well, that is another setback.
I wonder if Quinny has selected any of Doug Harrison's horses. Doug's got a couple for us today at Sandown and joins us on the early mile. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. Now, you have got two for us today, early in the afternoon, so you can, although it's a late start, so it's not too bad. You got race 2, number 2, Judge O'Reilly opening the batting for you today. Second last time out on the hillside at Sandown over the 1300. Steps up to the 1400. We just missed last time. Is the extra 100 helpful?
Oh, look, I think it should be helpful. Yeah, he just missed, and it's about time we won a race.
So, is that sort of the pre-match you're going to give to the horse? It's about time. Step up.
That's it. Step up. Get out there and win. You know, the instructions only want to be first past the post.
That's a good instruction for mine. I like that. That's race 2, number 2. It's a good push, I reckon. Then you've got race 3, number 5, Search Squad, who's a little bit deeper into the market, but again, was fourth, just missed it by 0.4 of a length last time at the hillside over the 1300. Another 1300-metre race today. Better expectations today?
Oh, look, he's been running... thereabouts, only just getting beaten in the races. He doesn't help himself the way he probably begins, and we can't seem to alter that a lot. But look, it's only a small field today, and he does love the track there, and I think he'll run a great race.
So you sound pretty bullish about both of these two. If you had to favour one of those for our listeners, Doug, what would you choose?
Running double.
The Ooh. Running double. This is great. I love this, Doug.
This puts you into a Hall of Fame type status, Doug, if you can get
this
up.
That's it. Yeah. Well, look, you've got to go out there confident. There's no good being thinking they might do and what they might. That's what they've got to do. They've got to get out there and start winning.
Oh, this is sort of statue stuff. It's not just Hall of Fame. This is statue stuff, Doug. Good luck to you today and the entire stable. We hope that you land the running double. Go well.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, Doug Harrison with two today. Race two, number two. Race three, number five. They're the numbers you need to know.
See, there are people out there that think that the trainers don't care about getting into the early male Hall of Fame, that it's just this sort of nonsense. Just listening to Doug there just shows how keen he is to get into the Hall of Fame.
My word. My word.
Staking his reputation on that. He's very hopeful. Very confident.
I think he's more than hopeful from what I could gather out of that.
Setback for Nick Kyrgios.
What's happened for Nick?
He's now down 4-2 in the third, so obviously he's down a break. But he did have two break points against the Chorich serve to get back to 3-3 and butchered both of them. So that's a bit of a setback as well.
Not ideal for Nick. I'll tell you what is ideal, though. The world champ, George. He is ideal. He loves the midweek meetings. He's a Sandown specialist, as far as I'm aware. And he joins us again on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for the wrap-up, mate. But, hey, I'm just an ordinary bloke.
You're a long way from that to us, George. You're a hero.
Oh, well, there you are. But to really, picking the cotty with $8 is not easy, I can assure you.
No, I know that. But if anyone can, you've done it before. We're still playing with their money, George.
Done it once, but you know, we've got to do it more than once to get on top.
It's a long, long time ago, that quaddy now, George.
Oh, well, no, it's this year, so it's not a long time ago. Look, as I said, I keep a record of everything I do, and I'm breaking about even at the moment. It's not too bad.
No, you're still playing with their money as far as I can see, George. I'm okay with this.
All right, look, I'm going to give you the numbers.
Righto, let's go.
All right, first leg, 5-8.
5-8 in the first leg today. This is Sandown, not Seymour?
This is Sandown. That's Sandown. Yep, forget about Seymour. That's country tracks. So we don't worry about them.
All right. You're a big city player.
Oh, well, you got to go where the horses are, man. You got to go where the good trainers go. That's what you got to do.
Do what you got to do, George.
All right. Second leg, 6-10.
6-10 in the second leg.
Third leg, 4-7.
4-7.
And the lucky last, 6-7. And hopefully we get something, because no matter what comes up, it'll pay a bit of money today.
That's a 50% of today, George.
Yeah, it's 50%. That's still all right. If it pays $400, you get $200. That's not too bad.
I like that. I like what you've done there. 5-8 from 6-10, from 4-7, from 6-7, Sandown Lakeside Quaddy today. They will be the winning numbers. George, what's on today?
Yeah, all right.
Oh. Righto.
What I'm doing today?
Yeah, what are you doing today?
Well, I've got the seniors today, you know, so I go and play cards with the boys, you know. From 9 o'clock to right up to 12:30.
Are we gin rummy or what?
And
are you?
I'll my game to 500.
500, right?
Yeah, that's a beautiful game, and you can only make mistakes. You make the mistakes yourself, so you know you can't blame anybody else because you're playing for yourself.
Accountability, we call that, George.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Are you a disciplined card player, George?
Oh, mate, I like to win. I'm like Shirelli, you know, win at all costs.
I'm with you on that, George. But when we play 500, it's always in a four. You've always got a partner, is it? Do you play?
Yeah, I've got a partner, but this is, as I said, it's similar to 500, but it's only you're playing for yourself.
Yeah, okay.
And if you know the Queen of Spades is worth 50 points, and the first one, you know, the one with the most points loses. The idea is to get the less points.
Ah, of course, yes.
Got it.
Yeah, it's different, a hybrid version.
Different, different style of 500.
The heart and the Queen of Spades, and you know it's 150 points per game, you know. But if you get all the hearts and the Queen of Spades, the opposition gets 150 points each.
Well, yeah. All I'm saying is that when I play 500, there's always someone else to blame.
Yes, it is. But as I said, this is similar to 500, not quite 500.
George, enjoy your card. Say good day to the crew for us. We'll chat to you on Friday.
Oh, yes, big change.
Nice work, George.
All right, enjoy
our midweek quaddy specialist. Loves the Sandown and Lakeside track.
Nick Kyrgios has unravelled.
Oh, so there's a shock.
He has
he's asking the umpire for advice, I think.
He's completely lost the plot.
There's a shock.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Slug, boy. I'm with you. I'm absolutely gobsmacked by what's happened there. He's unravelled. Who would have thought it? 7 o'clock, news time. Johnny Bowden will be unravelling if we don't get to him shortly. We need to do that. And Taylor Adams from the Magpies will join us after this in the Inner Sanctum.